give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing.
The snap. Romo waits, guns it right side, nearly intercepted. It is. Oh, the rolling incomplete. Tremaine Williams again on a diving grab.
After reviewing the play, the receiver had two hands under the ball, completed the catch, and rolled over for the interception. The Green Bay ball, first and 10 on the 32-yard line.
And ladies and gentlemen, there is your dagger.
I let it go back to when we played as kids. That's the way it is.
All right, welcome back to the zone. Happy birthday, the present Jason Peterson always wanted. It was Walt Coleman announcing that the Packers had knocked off the Cowboys.
Are you going to save me for birthday trivia?
Yes.
Okay.
63. Walt looks so good.
Walt, 63?
Probably barely. He looks good. He looks good. Oh, I'm sorry. I was supposed to play the Weird Al version. My bad. See, Matt had it all hooked up. He's
Be
always
careful.
He's always a step ahead of me. Does this have bad words in it?
No.
These guys are both, Phil Elson and Matty T are both Weird Al fans.
You're in really dangerous territory actually playing this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, it's time to celebrate your birthday. It happens every year. We eat a lot of broccoli and drink a lot of beer. You should be good and happy that there's someone you can eat. A million people every day are starving in the street. Your daddy's in the gutter with the wretched and the poor. Your mama's in the kitchen with a can of Psycho 4. There's garbage in the water.
Know what that's about. Anyway, we want to wish you a happy birthday. We want to get ready to talk about Christmas karaoke, which is coming up Thursday at Verizon Arena. Julie Munsell's here from Entergy as well. We're going to talk about an event going on prior to that. And I do want to thank our friends from Cupcakes on Kavanaugh and our good friend Christy Milligan, who occasionally, I don't know if she listens to the show or she hears about us talking about them on the show, but
she heard it was my birthday and sent up cupcakes?
I think that's it. The thing is,
awesome.
Their cupcakes are like crack if crack was more addictive. So I'll tell you right now, Breaking Bad 2 will be based on them making cupcakes that they'll all be blue and they cannot be. You cannot stop eating them. It's quite remarkable, but there's a huge margin. And apparently, like, flour becomes hard to come by and they have to steal the flour, the magic flour, to make it work.
Off of a train.
I'm getting addicted to one of these red velvet balls here.
Mm. I bet you are.
I'm uncomfortable. Let's move on.
Don't look at me like that.
All right, first
That's
things
my
first.
High school nickname.
I like to work chronologically, unlike the movie I watched last night, which is Man of Steel. Have you guys seen that yet?
No.
Let me just say for the record, it sucks. Compared to the original Christopher Reeve version, it is exponentially worse. And it always happens. It's just like Clash of the Titans. I'm thinking, this could be so much cooler if you did it again with all the modern technology. Nope. Turns out, if you don't spin a good yarn, it sucks, no matter how much sci-fi you throw at it. You're not going to flashbang me into enjoyment. You're going to have to make the story work. It's like Quentin Tarantino got together with, J.J. Abrams, and they made me some sort of sci-fi twisted story that I'm supposed to try to... I'm like, look, I'm watching this with a seven-year-old. Can you dumb it down for me and give it to me the chronological way, the way they used to? And then the whole, like, I'm not alive, but I'm alive thing. I'm like... Really? Can't I just put in the old day, like, the whole thing where you put in the old green icicle and I got the storyline I needed from my dad? That's so much better. Anyway, I digress. So
you didn't like it, is what you're saying.
Needless to say, Julie, that's a long-winded way of saying I thought it blew. So let's talk about the bridge lighting on Thursday, which you couldn't have asked for better weather. It is going to be quite spectacular, so we're going to have a good time on Thursday.
We are, and you know, it was originally set back in April for December the 6th. So you can imagine where we would have been had we had it. Right. I'm going to take credit for that one.
Good job.
Thanks. But it is. It's December the 19th. It starts at 5 o'clock. We'll have music playing from 5 to 10 of 6. We'll start our ceremony. We're going to flip the switch on light up three bridges. That'll be Main Street, Junction Bridge, as well as the Clinton Bridge. Just found out last week we'll have President Clinton here to help us with the third bridge.
Wow.
So I know. It's going to be awesome.
That's very awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
President Clinton's going to be a switch flipper? That's pretty cool.
I don't know about that. What happened to the other three bridges? They're being left out?
Well, you know, you got to start somewhere.
True. Maybe
you
next
start
year.
Somewhere. Yeah.
This
yeah.
is a very expensive undertaking.
It is. It's no cheap feat to put LED lights on bridges. So, but and we do have a hope that we'll be able to expand that and eventually do them all. But we're going to start with these three, and it's going to be a big night.
Is it static? Will there be different lighting compilations we'll get to enjoy?
Yeah.
How's
so
this
there,
working?
Well, so there are 1,300 fixtures on all three bridges, and there are 16.7 million color combinations.
Wow.
So when I say literally more than you can imagine, it ain't just red, white, and blue, baby. It is all over the map.
Let me. I'm trying to think of all the combinations I come up with and see if I can get to 16 million.
I think that was literally every color under the sun.
Yeah. So when we first turn them on, they will be static. We'll have a light show. It'll last about 10 minutes to kind of give you a preview of what they can do. And then they will have light shows going forward. So these lights will be turned on from dusk until midnight forever.
Yeah, these lights are standing on there. This is not like you. Although there are some people in my neighborhood who put their lights out and they stay up 24/7 too. But
right.
One goes out, they all go out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah, you have to plug in the strand and make sure they all work. No,
this is not brought to you by Clark Griswold.
No, in fact, the group Philips North America that did these lights also did the Sydney Opera House, the Eiffel Tower, the Empire State Building. You know, we
never heard of them.
I know, right? So a few small projects, but they said this is one of their largest in scope because they've never done multiple facilities. They usually just do one large building, one large structure. So they have to all talk to each other. So they all have to sync up.
What kinds of things do they think they say?
I don't know.
Is there a competition? I mean, are they trying to outlight one another?
They, you know, it's always is a competition. So
hey, man, you sure that barge is big enough to get under you?
So we'll have.
Talk about the bridges.
Yeah, those are bridges talking to each other.
Sorry, I thought you were. Sorry.
I'm gonna tread lightly in this whole conversation.
Good move.
Thanks. Learned a lot working with Justin over the years.
No question.
But yeah, so it's free to the public. Show up. We'll have little buttons like they give at Riverfest, and that button will get you discounts to River Market vendors all weekend long, some discounts to hotels. So if you go to Riverlights, ArkansasRiverlights.com, you can see the schedule of events, time of run of show, as well as where you can get discounts, parking, et cetera, et cetera. So.
You couldn't do much better as a and I know you've got the governor's going to be there. You have mayors from both sides of the river. But you could do much better than to have the former president there, one of Arkansas's most famous native sons. But has it occurred to anybody the thought of doing something similar to what they've done in Hot Springs with the St. Paddy's Day Parade of bringing in a celebrity switch flipper, as Phil put it earlier, maybe every year?
Well, that could be. I mean, this could go a lot of different directions.
Chevy Chase would be so awesome. I'd love to get him in.
Yeah, we talked about, and you know, you got Judge Reinhold here in town.
Yeah.
I mean, you got some.
Or Mary Steenburgen could do it.
You got
yeah.
some good icons.
Yeah.
Good 80s icons.
No question.
Live right here in town.
That'd be fantastic.
It would be great.
So it does not cost anything. Is there a place that you would suggest? One place or the other? I mean, is there any particular spot that would be fantastic, you think?
Well, obviously, all the action will be down in the amphitheater, and that seats almost 1,400 folks down there on the grass.
The other 40,000 will have to just find a place.
That's right. No, and, well, on both sides of the river. Actually, there's a great view on the north side as well, because, you know, there's some things going on over there that night, too.
So I hear.
The Riverfront Park on the north side also is a great place to view all three bridges. So you can pull up, you know, get a spot and watch it from there. You can watch it from the south side. So we just want people to come out and enjoy it. And we'll have a beer and wine tent selling hot cocoa on the south side. So
wouldn't that make it a beer, wine, and hot cocoa tent?
That, well, you know.
Okay.
You say potato, I say drink your hot cocoa.
Exactly. Well, I want a little boost in my cocoa if I'm going that route.
Yep.
Justin Akery, Phil Elson, Maddie T, Julie Munsell joining us from Energy, and Jason Peterson, the five-time winner of Christmas Karaoke. We'll be back this year for...
No pressure.
One for his big toe. Last year was one for the thumb. This year is one for the big toe.
One for the left hand.
I guess so.
Now, is it a trophy? Is it a brass ring? I mean...
It's a trophy.
It's a trophy.
Which you have to, like... You probably had to build an addition to your home to make room for all these, right?
My news director said, why don't you win some journalism awards?
What fun is that? Anybody
how
can
many,
do that.
How many celebrity karaoke do you have to win before it becomes the lead line in your obituary someday?
That's a good point.
Am I at risk?
I think you're very much at risk.
Five time.
How many Merles have you won?
Two.
Okay. How many Emmys have you won?
None.
Okay. Well, the Merle is a pretty big deal. I actually probably cherish my Merle more than my Emmy. So
that was a way to work in.
Well, then I guess my point is your news director is clearly not paying attention to the stuff you have won.
He's just having fun. Okay. He realizes that this event is it's goodwill for not only the radio station, but the TV stations. Everybody who participates.
It used to be about you, though. Now it's about can Jason win again or can somebody unseat him? That's really the storyline.
I've been told by David Basil and others that there are some pretty awesome acts this year, and Basil has come right out and told me there's no way you're winning this year.
Yeah.
He said nobody knows the song you're doing. Nobody, it's not well known. And even though I'm working a live animal for the first time into my number, he says I have no chance.
I heard about that.
Sorry, I just threw up a little in my mouth.
Let me there won't. It's not a fraternity sheep party, Julie. Yeah. It's not that kind of act.
Sorry.
The animal's not working him, I don't think.
Jason never does blue material. I will say that I'll paraphrase enough where people won't catch on. But I know Jeremy Flynn of our staff went over to Verizon recently, and they said, yeah, we got a little problem. We're not going to be able to have the live animal on stage.
Really?
And he goes, I don't even know what you're talking about, actually. So you'll have to fill me in, yeah.
Oh, he's going to have to tell. I hadn't heard that yet.
Apparently there's some liability issues that they're concerned about.
Okay.
I know we can let Crawford run around up there, but we can't have a live animal up there? What's the difference?
So do you don't, Jason,
he's much
do you
more
marketing?
Unruly.
Do you do marketing in the to get hype built for your show?
That's why I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm marketing right now.
Well, he's here for his birthday, and they sent up cupcakes from Cupcakes on Kavanaugh.
I'm here because Justin asked me. He didn't even tell me why. He just said, can you come in?
Well, it's karaoke week. We're talking about the lighting, and it's your birthday, so what the heck?
It all came together. But really, you know, my hope is that to generate publicity for the event, which generates ticket sales, which generates money for Youth Home, which helps the kids out there in Youth Home. So
you're here to pat yourself on the back and work that in while you're trying to allegedly
promote.
You're
the one who worked in your Emmy and Murrow.
I know. I'm just saying. Turnabout's
fair
play.
You never should have left TV. You were rolling.
Yeah.
What have you won in radio?
You guys are all givers.
couple migraines.
Does radio have awards, or is TV the only industry that's so self-serving?
Radio has awards that they make up themselves.
We're not nearly as self-congratulatory. Yes. I'm just trying to become the top program director on The Buzz. That's
the much sought-after Siggy Award.
It's true. We do have internal awards.
The Siggy?
It's
kind of
like
the
a
advertising, right?
Like a
it's for anything.
Award.
I mean, there's production. There's a production portion of it, too, but they only promote the sales side of it.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
You can imagine what it's like toiling away with these guys for years. You know, two-thirds of us all worked together for many years, so you can only imagine what this was like on the day-to-day grind.
Yeah, this is basically what it was like in the newsroom every day.
Just
except
three
for
of us.
I didn't get paid to do this, though.
I just got a note, a text from Christina Munoz, and she said, not to be a downer on your birthday, but we Channel 7 ladies just rehearsed, and we're so going to win this year.
I've heard that before.
Wow.
They've won once, right?
They're coming for you.
Did they win with the cheerleader
backflip
routine?
They won twice. They won with the Dancing Queen number, and they won with Sully doing all the single ladies and having Sully run out in a leotard.
Did they not win? They got runner-up with the cheerleader uniform deal? I think they were runner-up that year. That was the year that broke their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
This is great. It's like the Battle of the Ravine. I mean, because now you guys get to like have all the pride, and the winner gets to talk about it for 364 days.
That's right.
Wear it like a badge of courage.
It is. Jason's OBU and the Channel 7 girls.
Some people just give up. Roger Suzanne and threw in the towel and just moved away. And Stephanie Simone, and you know, some just give up and move on in their careers and say,
I made out
it.
With a dude on stage and couldn't win. I don't know what
you
else
did.
There
you
is.
You kissed Roger.
I know.
Once again,
I know. Sorry,
that
Julie.
Just happened to me too, Julie. I'm sorry.
Well, Roger's cute. I mean, it was no big deal.
Who tilted their head to the right?
That's
generally,
awesome.
The man tilts his head to the right. Between you two, did you both tilt right? Or
I've never really thought that much out about kissing.
I guess both people tilt to the right because you're looking at each other.
I don't really even know. Yeah,
didn't you guys take an acting class? Just take an acting class. It's all just go to your right. Yeah.
Look, in spite of all the animal acts and the dudes that might kiss, it's a great show.
It is.
And
I'm still curious, how is Verizon going to work? I mean, I can't get my mind around how this is all going to play out with crowd-wise and seating-wise.
I know.
It's going to be kind of crazy.
I don't know.
Theater in the round?
Yeah,
how are we going to get 20,000 into
Verizon? Def Leppard in the round? Four front rows? I don't know.
It'll be crowded. There's no question. VIP table has been a hot commodity. Now, you can email Jeremy at 1037thebuzz.com if you want to get a ticket, but there's information on our website, and you can actually buy your tickets through Ticketmaster this year. We're fancy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, it benefits Youth Home, which is a great facility, and we... I think Chrissy's coming up tomorrow, so we'll visit with her tomorrow about that. But
I will say having it at Verizon has increased the anxiety level for the performers. It's just to say it's at Verizon. It's just
bigger stage, man.
Yes.
It's like saying Carnegie Hall.
I know. It's
I
like,
know. I'd rather do it in your.
Doesn't Jimmy Buffett play Verizon? What are we doing at Verizon?
He almost did.
Is your act going to be like
weather
Pink's?
Permitting?
I'm anxious.
Is it going to be what?
Like Pink, you know, dropping from
the
ceiling,
there will
spinning
be
on
no
a ball.
Spinning on a rope.
You're right. The bigger the stage, the harder it is. I would much rather do it in my own bathroom.
I miss the sticky finger days where it was just in.
That was fun. Jason's first win was there, right? With Kiss?
Yeah.
The Prince version?
Right.
Your
my favorite story
win.
About that. I talked him into doing the Tom Jones version as an encore.
Oh, he did,
and he got booed off stage, so he
I
had
did.
To go right back into Prince.
Yeah.
The fact that you could pull off Tom Jones just like that on command was amazing.
And you were the only one who liked it.
I loved it. I think you should break that out some year as sort of a farewell.
Are they going to perform the song that was on the radio as we came over, the Powerball Christmas?
I asked Matt if he wanted to
perform.
That
was awesome.
I think
love
it's a
that.
Great song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked him if he wanted to perform. He,
I think the crowd would love it.
I think he just wants to come and drink a couple Busch Lights and hang out. But he's welcome to perform, I've told him.
Not everybody's ready for Verizon.
Jermaine Taylor's performing. The governor's performing. We have other surprises.
President Clinton's in town. Somebody ask him.
Yeah.
Hey,
what an idea.
No, yeah, what an idea. I know.
Can we borrow Chopper 7 to fly him across the river to Verizon?
Will the lights be on as people cross the river to go to this event?
Absolutely.
That'd be
They'll
awesome.
Stay on till midnight. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's an easy walk. You got three bridges you could walk across.
Take
pedestrian
your pick.
Access.
I've been telling people to walk over the bridges here for years. Haven't seen a single person do it.
I keep telling people to swim the river, but there's no lights down there.
The Catabus, the trolley will be running. Trolley can carry you across. There are multiple ways to get from one side to the other.
Well, that's going to be fun. Thursday night is going to be a blast. Happy birthday again to Jason Peterson. Julie, thank you for carving out some time.
Thank you.
Appreciate all you guys.